It's 12:30. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News. Federal and state programs are available to assist farmers whose crops are dying off because of the drought. Illinois Public Radio's Amanda Vinicky reports.
With the warm spring, farmers were able to plant early. Illinois Farm Bureau President Philip Nelson says corn and soy seeds went in at a remarkable pace.
We were set out to raise what we thought was probably the largest corn crop in the history of American agriculture.
And instead, months of drought are killing those expectations and the corn. Governor Pat Quinn visited a farm in Jefferson County in southern Illinois to assess the damage. He told farmers to visit a new website, drought.illinois.gov, to find programs like how to apply for an expedited loan.
We've got to be on the front line with all of our farmers across Illinois. This is their hour of need, and we will not forget them.
But Republican Senator John O. Jones, who's from the area, says Quinn didn't give farmers any information they didn't already know.
It was a dog and pony show.
And union members showed up at the farm to protest another economic hit for southern Illinois, Quinn's decision to close a state prison, juvenile detention camp, and developmental center in the region. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
More on the prisons in a moment. While Governor Quinn is asking Illinoisans to come together to help their neighbors through the drought, some farmers say there's not much the governor or anyone else can really do. Jeff Williams reports.
In a rural Jefferson County cornfield Monday, Governor Pat Quinn stood in front of a backdrop of dry and brittle corn stalks crackling in a dusty breeze. The governor outlined an effort by the state to provide low-interest loans to farmers facing major losses. Franklin County farmer Jack Greenwood was one of those on hand. He's almost 70 years old and has lived on a farm his entire life. He farms about 1,700 acres. He says there's just not much anyone can do, and this is the worst he's ever seen.
Now down there where I live, it's about, and further south, you know, in east and west down in there, it's probably waist high the corn is and not putting the weirs on. It's burnt up, and it's bad.
Greenwood says he is fortunate. He has crop insurance. But even with the insurance, it will take 4 or 5 years to fully recover from this year's lost crop. He says he's still holding out hope the soybeans will survive. I'm Jeff Williams.
The Illinois Farm Bureau says it's the sixth driest year on record, and much of the state's corn and soybean crop, as we're hearing, is suffering. State climatologist Jim Angel says for many farmers in Illinois, it is already too late to salvage certain crops affected by the drought.
Even if it started raining right now, It may not be enough to turn those crops around. Kind of the conventional wisdom is that July is a critical month for corn and August is a critical month for soybeans. So there might be more hope for the soybean crop right now than the corn crop.
Even though corn farmers are going through a rough time right now with the extreme heat, they may still do better than they would have a decade ago. Plant breeders have developed corn varieties that are designed to do a better job withstanding drought. Today will be another scorcher throughout Illinois and Indiana. The National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory for Champaign-Urbana until tomorrow night. Temperatures here in east central Illinois and western Indiana are expected to be in the upper 90s today. A similar heat advisory is in effect for northeastern Illinois, where temperatures could climb today above 100, with heat indices up to 110 degrees. Authorities advise residents to take precautions to avoid heat-related emergencies and illness, including checking on the elderly and the disabled to determine their well-being. Governor Quinn says Illinois has to get its priorities straight, and that's why he's sticking to his plan to close prisons in Dwight and Tams. The governor made his comments today in Normal, a day after 200 people attended a town hall meeting in Dwight to address the closure. Quinn says when the legislature appropriated money to keep the prisons open, it underfunded services for abused children. At the same time, the governor says all departments, including corrections, need to find economies and efficiencies.
I had to close a prison in deep southern Illinois that was half empty. It cost three times as much to incarcerate a prisoner in that prison. And so we also made that decision to close TAMS in southern Illinois. These are never easy decisions, but they're necessary if we're going to get our state budget back in order.
Quinn didn't specifically address reports of overcrowding and violence in Illinois prisons, but Quinn did say he has confidence in the state's corrections director to maintain order. The governor says the state will work with corrections employees to find them new jobs within the system. Monday's town hall meeting was hosted by Champaign Republican Representative Jason Barrickman. He says Quinn is ignoring the potential dangers created by his actions. A federal judge is set to sentence the former executive director of the Illinois Finance Authority in a pay-to-play scheme where he donated $50,000 to then-Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich's campaign in exchange for the state job. Ali Atta is being sentenced today, 2 years after testifying at Blagojevich's first corruption trial. That trial ended mostly deadlocked, but Atta's testimony helped convict the impeached governor on one count of lying to the FBI about fundraising. Atta did not testify at Blagojevich's retrial. Atta has pleaded guilty to making false statements to a government agent and to filing a false income tax return. Convictions on the two counts normally carry a maximum 8-year sentence, but Atta's plea agreement calls for a sentence of between 1 and 1.5 years because he cooperated with prosecutors. Citing a drop in sales, the Salvation Army thrift store in Danville will close at the end of next week. Salvation Army Captain Judy Louder says business at the store on East Fairchild Street had been dropping off in recent months to the point where the store no longer paid for itself. She says one factor could be competition from other thrift stores in Danville, including a new Goodwill store. But Louder says the biggest impact on the store has been the loss of traffic past the store due to the closing of the nearby Fairchild Street subway.
Sometimes if you don't drive by something, you forget that it's there. And so a lot of commuters that used to walk go drive by our building because of having to find different routes. We've just seen a kind of a steady decline since October.
Louder says the Salvation Army may open a new thrift store at a different Danville location. Meanwhile, the Danville Salvation Army plans to convert the thrift store space into a new ministry called Sal's Closet. She says that program will provide free clothing and home goods to people and families who need them. Sal's Closet could be opened by the end of August. Developers of the Future Gen Clean Coal Project say geological and engineering tests have confirmed the suitability of a site in western Illinois for underground carbon dioxide storage. The Future Gen Alliance said today the results allow the group to apply for final permits for the site in Morgan County near Maridoja. The Alliance says it will no longer maintain alternate sites in Christian and Douglas counties. The Future Gen Alliance is a group of coal and power companies planning to refit a coal-powered power plant in Maridoja with technology that removes carbon dioxide from coal and stores it underground. Carbon dioxide is a greenhouse gas linked to climate change. The project has $1 billion in federal funding. Initial plans to build a plant near Mattoon in east central Illinois and store CO2 there fell through. In sports, the Chicago Bulls plan 7 preseason games this year. That includes a matchup with the Cleveland Cavaliers at Assembly Hall in Champaign on October 12th. They'll also take on the Indiana Pacers at Notre Dame's Purcell Pavilion on October 26th. You can find more news at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.